This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Gonna have to dedicate a lot of this hour to the debate. The debate's over. I think the race is over. I don't even think the race is over. I know the race is over. The Democrats seem to think they're still in it, but they're not. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Debate happened the other night. Whitest debate in a while. Six people up on the dais. Tom Steyer, non-existent. Joe Biden, non-existent. It was really a battle between Sanders and Warren, and that's an interesting battle, an interesting setup. And we were, in the last hour, I ended by talking about what's really going on with Sanders and Warren and what the media is not really looking into, which I find interesting. That revelation to you, just that revelation alone is worth the price of admission for this hour. 844-551-8255. See if you caught it. So we played a clip of CNN blatantly accusing Bernie Sanders of being a misogynist and saying, oh, a woman could never be president. I would never say that. I don't think any conservative that understands politics would say it. I think Nikki Haley would be the first female president. I really do. And deservedly so. So I look at, you know, people that I've been around. I grew up in a what I would call a patriarchal point of view. I don't view women as less than men. I view us as different, strong in our equally strong in our own ways. And I can tell you, even looking at the biblical principle of the man being in charge of the household, blah blah blah, I still say I'd be okay with the right woman president. I would be. But she'd have to be cut from a different cloth, because I'm going to tell you, guys are different than women when it comes to running things. We're very different. I was talking to a good friend of mine. She says, Kevin, if it weren't for man, we probably wouldn't explore outer space. We wouldn't, you know, force ourselves to do things that challenge that the sense of safety. Women err on the side of safety. Because they tend to be more nurturing and caring for things. This isn't, by the way, I'm not saying anything that isn't backed up by I'm talking actual fact, psychological doctrine, the people who have studied these issues, and quite frankly, observation on my part. I'm not just going to, oh, scientific journals say. I don't care. I also know that my mom was much more caring. My grandmother was much more nurturing than my grandfather. My uncle, my aunts were much more nurturing than my uncles. I'm watching other people with their kids. I've seen it. It isn't just conjecture. Anyway, I'm going to play this clip. I'm going to play it in its entirety this time. It's about 2 minutes. And it's Bernie Sanders being challenged in a debate about the being a woman, essentially saying a woman could not win the presidency. And he gives his answer. And in this answer, it's very telling what's going on. We'll talk about the first aspect of it, this particular segment. Then I'll go into the second, probably the most important aspect of this, and the second segment of this hour. So let's play the clip.
In 2018, you told her that you did not believe that a woman could win the election. Why did you say that?
Well, as a matter of fact, I didn't say it. And I don't want to waste a whole lot of time on this, because this is what Donald Trump and maybe some of the media want. Anybody knows me knows that it's incomprehensible that I would think that a woman could not be president of the United States. Go to YouTube today. There's a video of me 30 years ago talking about how a woman could become president of the United States. In 2015, I deferred, in fact, to Senator Warren. There was a movement to draft Senator Warren to run for president. And you know what? I said, stayed back. Senator Warren decided not to run, and I did run afterwards. Hillary Clinton won the popular vote by 3 million votes. How could anybody in a million years not believe that a woman could become president of the United States? And let me be very clear. If any of the women on this stage or any of the men on this stage win the nomination, I hope that's not the case. I hope it's me. But if they do, I will do everything in my power to make sure that they are elected in order to defeat the most dangerous president in the history of our country.
So, Senator Sanders, I do want to be clear here. You're saying that you never told Senator Warren that a woman could not win the election.
That is correct.
Senator Warren, what did you think when Senator Sanders told you a woman could not win the election?
Welcome back, everybody. Loaded question in favor of Elizabeth Warren, more obvious than a turd floating in a punch bowl. If Bernie Sanders and team are not aware, this is the second time that the fix has been in against him. And I hope he recognizes, I don't care one way or the other about his candidacy. And Warren's not going to win the nomination either. But Bernie can't. See, that answer that Bernie gave was a placating. He was capitulating on things. He says, I didn't say it. And you know what the CNN lady came back? Okay, so you didn't say that? No. Okay, Elizabeth. So when he said what he claims that he didn't say, what was your reaction? And Sanders is just shaking his head like, you got to be kidding me. Bernie Sanders seems content to not care that the fix is in. He seems content. He seems okay with it. I would have been combative. I would have stopped and said, now, wait a minute, before you answer the question, Senator Warren, I just explained that I didn't say it. And I resent the idea that the CNN moderator is just overlooking what I just said and calling me a liar. There is video evidence that's been presented all day long where I said exactly opposite of what I'm being accused of. And by the way, this is going into the next part of what I want to finish with, because Warren goes on to give her answer, and it's very, people call it clever, it's very political, but it hides the bigger truth, the thing that I think Donald Trump and many others would capture. You probably caught it too, but it's the very reason why Elizabeth Warren not only will not, but should not be president. So anyway, Bernie Sanders is under attack. People on social media were just destroying CNN, the Bernie supporters, which, by the way, Bernie supporters want to put billionaires in gulags. I don't know if you saw the Project Veritas stuff, but he's got no chance, and he proved it with that answer, which, by the way, was a good answer, just not the right political answer.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I want to play the entire clip now of Bernie Sanders' exchange with Warren and CNN, and you'll get an idea now of the fix. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Talking about the debate, one of the first observations that I made is that Bernie Sanders is being set up. And either Bernie Sanders is too stupid to know that he's being set up, or he doesn't care again. I mean, he's got a war chest. He's a millionaire socialist who now wants to go after the billionaires. The billionaires, not the millionaires anymore, but the billionaires. And he's in a philosophical battle on the feminists are attacking him by saying, oh, you said a woman couldn't be president because they want Sanders to lose the women vote. They got to get something back for Warren. And I asked the other day, why is Warren picking a fight with Sanders? Well, maybe she presumes he's a front runner, which speaks to a whole other element of this thing, because isn't Joe Biden the front runner? Isn't he the centrist that the Democrats claim everybody wants on their side? They had 6 candidates up there, and nobody wants any of them. Forget the racial implication that there was not anybody of color. There were no blacks. There was no Latino. There was no Asian. There was no Pacific Islander, and they have them all. There is very little youth. The only youth up there was Buttigieg, and even though people give him high marks for what? It's I don't know how to even describe it. What do you give to somebody and say he gets a trophy for just not being the worst of the worst? So good luck with that, Democrats, if that's your strategy. But I want to play this entire clip because, as I alluded earlier, there's something that Elizabeth Warren says. There's a bigger gap here that the media is not discussing, and don't think it's going to go unnoticed on Donald Trump because he's a smart guy. And it has to do with how Elizabeth Warren has conducted her career and her campaign, and this will come back to bite her. It's not going to matter because I don't think she's going to be the nominee, and I don't think Sanders. I'll get it out. I don't think Sanders is going to be the nominee. And I know what people are thinking. Kevin, who can it be? You said it's not going to be Biden. I don't know. I'm only giving my opinions. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, but I'm not a fortune teller. I can give you a pretty good idea. I said it was Buttigieg a long time ago. And you know what it's shaping up to be? Buttigieg. Does he not remind you of Dukakis? Little diminutive guy that you know, talks a big game, but, you know, whatever. And by the way, I didn't like Dukakis because he's a Democrat, but Dukakis and Bush? What do we get with Bush 41? Psh, nothing. White bread. That wasn't even meant to be racist. Anyway, let's play that clip.
In 2018, you told her that you did not believe that a woman could win the election. Why did you say that?
Well, as a matter of fact, I didn't say it. And I don't want to waste a whole lot of time on this because this is what Donald Trump and maybe some of the media want. Anybody knows me knows that it's incomprehensible that I would think that a woman could not be president of the United States. Go to YouTube today. There's a video of me 30 years ago talking about how a woman could become president of the United States. In 2015, I deferred, in fact, to Senator Warren. There was a movement to draft Senator Warren to run for president. And you know what? I said, stayed back. Senator Warren decided not to run, and I did. I did run afterwards. Hillary Clinton won the popular vote by 3 million votes. How could anybody in a million years not believe that a woman could become president of the United States? And let me be very clear. If any of the women on this stage or any of the men on this stage win the nomination, I hope that's not the case. I hope it's me. But if they do, I will do everything in my power to make sure that they are elected in order to defeat the most dangerous president in the history of our country.
So, Senator Sanders, I do want to be clear here. You're saying that you never told Senator Warren that a woman could not win the election.
That is correct.
Senator Warren, what did you think when Senator Sanders told you a woman could not win the election?
I disagreed. Bernie is my friend, and I am not here to try to fight with Bernie. But look, this question about whether or not a woman can be president has been raised, and it's time for us to attack it head on. And I think the best way to talk about who can win is by looking at people's winning record. So, can a woman beat Donald Trump? Look at the men on this stage. Collectively, they have lost 10 elections. The only people on this stage who have won every single election that they've been in are the women.
All right, I want to finish up this particular segment. I could go an hour on this topic because it's so big, and it deserves that kind of time. But so CNN comes back and says, I'm dismissing Bernie. He's a liar. So, Senator Warren, what did you think when he said what he said? And she says, what was her comment? Something along the lines of, I disagreed. So what she's saying is, he did say it, and I disagreed with him. After Bernie has stated his case, did Bernie interrupt? Did he say, hold on, let me stop you right now and say, you're lying? Now, here's the bigger issue. Elizabeth Warren has yet again been caught in a lie. Bernie Sanders said 30 years ago, he believed the woman could be president. He then stated very succinctly and very clearly, I will tell you, you've heard it now a couple times if you've been listening to the entire show, and if you haven't, shame on you. And I'm convinced that Bernie Sanders has never uttered those words. So, Elizabeth Warren is lying about this conversation. And if they were really being good journalists, they would ask this question. They would say, Elizabeth, Senator Warren, Bernie Sanders is on record saying he believes a woman could be president. He just laid out an amazing explanation of how he witnessed Hillary Clinton winning the popular vote, which doesn't make you president, but he's saying, you don't get that razor thin without, and then go, I don't think a woman can be president. And by the way, he makes complete sense. And they dismiss it. And what they're doing is they're dismissing the lie, which I think is the big story here. Elizabeth Warren, a woman who lied and said that her, she was of Native American heritage. Elizabeth Warren, who said her father was a janitor. Elizabeth Warren, I mean, lie after lie, and we're supposed to believe her. She literally created this in order to go after Bernie Sanders because she needs to diminish Bernie and raise her own profile. And Bernie apparently isn't seeing the tea leaves. He's not reading the tea leaves. This is the Democrat machine going after him. And nobody's going to question anybody. Whatever is Bernie's accused of going forward, he's going to own it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate has formally received House articles of impeachment against President Trump. One of the House impeachment managers, Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff of California, is reading aloud the two articles in the Senate chamber.
The Constitution provides that the House of Representatives shall have the sole power of impeachment, and that the President shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors.
Meanwhile, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says the Democrats' push for impeachment is a taxpayer campaign stunt. Harvey Weinstein's lawyers are again asking for a change of venue in New York. The request was turned down in August, and the lawyers are now hoping to move the trial to Albany or Long Island. The lawyers are hoping a higher court will rule in their favor. This is USA Radio News.
We're already into a new year, and according to TransUnion's annual consumer credit forecast, the consumer credit market looks strong. Matt Comos, TransUnion's Vice President of Research and Consulting.
The U.S. consumer is as strong as ever, and we expect more of the same this year. More consumers are securing loans and increasing their balances in a measured way, all while maintaining historically low delinquency rates. Low unemployment rates, continued wage growth, and an overall sound economy are making this positive performance hold true.
Are there trends to watch for this year?
TransUnion's trends to watch are credit card performance staying strong, personal loans stabilizing, auto lenders continuing at a steady pace, and first-time homebuyers leading mortgage activity.
The U.S. consumer credit market has grown every year since the Great Recession in 2009, marking one of the longest economic expansions in U.S. history. There's more at TransUnion.com. That's TransUnion.com.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Here's a clip of a woman talking about Trump rally goers.
The first women in line. And this happened. This is their 10th rally for the people who are first in line. We see that over and over. You and I have talked about this before. This isn't a blip. These aren't first timers just checking things out like we saw in 2015 and 2016. These are people who not only are return rally goers, but they're volunteers. They are now investors. Some of our greatest small dollar donors are coming from these rallies. This is a movement that Democrats can't compete with. And to be sure, Stuart, we have the ground game in place in Wisconsin and battleground states across the country to make sure that when we see this enthusiasm from volunteers on the ground, we know how to activate them and turn them into voters.
Oh, boy. No truer words. Republicans' ground game right now is as good as it gets. Donald Trump has learned. His campaign has learned. They have people that are going at it. And here's what's interesting. The Republicans who did not like Donald Trump in 2016 and were doing things to thwart him. I want you to understand that underground movement to stop Donald Trump, not from the traitors and the people doing the coup, trying to coup. Well, it wasn't a coup just yet because he wasn't president, but trying to stop him. This is from Republicans, people not wanting to help, saying they would but wouldn't. Now, Donald Trump, with like 95% Republican approval, he's getting real help, unquestionably. That's bad news for the Democrats. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, 844-551-8255 if you want to call. So he says this isn't a blip. People aren't checking things out. These are return rally goers who have become volunteers, and the next step, who have become investors, and the best step, who will become voters. And she ended it by saying, Democrats can't compete. Folks, do you remember this feeling? Let me remind you of this feeling. It was in 2008, and we were on the other side of it. There was nothing we could do to compete with that feeling. I want to remind you, Barack Obama would go places. He could fill any stadium anywhere. Any event this guy went to was rock star status. I ask you, who has that? Rock star status, not just in America, worldwide. I ask you, who has that? I asked a question the other day. If you take Donald Trump out of the news cycle in America, how much news do you get? Take him out of the news cycle in your life. How much news do you get? Take him out of the news cycle anywhere in the world. And the answer is the same. Donald Trump dominates the news cycle in Sri Lanka, in Vietnam, in you name it, Cambodia. He dominates the news cycle. The people weren't enthralled with the Democrat debate. They were watching Donald Trump in Wisconsin, a battleground state. And they were before that, they were watching him in Toledo, Ohio. 21% of independents and 21% Democrats, 22% independents. Over 20% of Democrats and independents are going to Trump rallies, but they want you to believe that there's enthusiasm for Joe Biden or Buttigieg or whomever. Tom Steyer. Oh, I know. Bloomberg's looming, right? Democrats can't compete. Here's what I can tell you. Just have a fun little experiment with yourself and pick a candidate. Is it going to be Klobuchar? I want you to imagine Amy Klobuchar debating Trump on issues. She's a senator. I think she's a senator, right? Debating Trump. Debate him on world issues, finance, economics, with a guy now who knows the inside scoop. I mean, do you think it's going to be her? Do you think it's going to be Steyer? I think Steyer's gone, to be honest with you. Is it going to be Yang? Dave Chappelle just came out and endorsed Yang. Is that going to give him the shot in the arm he needs? Short answer, no. Is it going to be Buttigieg, who's been falling since? Over the last week, maybe the latest debate did something for him. But how many people watched it? I quipped there were more people at the Trump rally than watched the debate. Is it going to be Warren the liar? Is it going to be Bernie Sanders, who has no fight in him? Or is it going to be Joe Biden? I would hate to be a Democrat, and those are my choices. I know they want to convince you that things are going well. Here's my next observation about the Democrat debate. And in full disclosure, I said this earlier, I did not watch it. I didn't watch it. I wasn't going to put myself through that. I doubt many of you did. But I did catch the clips. And here's what I noticed. And I noticed it because as they say, you can be conspicuous by your absence. And that's what happened with Joe Biden. The supposed front runner said nothing or did nothing to raid a soundbite. I did not see a single soundbite. One I heard, and I didn't even listen to it, was him saying, "They targeted my son." Huh. Well, maybe your son deserved it. That's it. Joe Biden going into protect mode of his crackhead son. Well, if that's all Joe's bringing, it's trouble. Again, trouble for the Democrats. But that comment aside, essentially, Joe Biden said nothing. He didn't lay out any new policy issues that make you go, boy, he's presidential. You know, I was looking back at Joe Biden's record. He's apologizing now for going into, you know, for part of the Obama policies, etc. Joe doesn't know where he stands. Joe Biden doesn't know who he is. It's a shame that a guy can be almost 80 years old and he still not know who he is. And Joe's got a myriad of problems. He and his wife, over the last 2 years, made $15 million. His son, corrupt as can be, his brother, corrupt as can be, all living on the back, riding the coattail of Joe. And there's kind of good news for Joe, though. As I was thinking about this debate, no sound clips of him. He's king of the gaffes. There were no gaffes. And that made me think, well, what is Joe's strategy? Clearly, Joe Biden has decided that he's going to take the John Kasich strategy, and that is attrition. Let the other people destroy themselves. The friend of segregationists and other racists, the king of the gaffes, appears to have a winning strategy that says, let these people destroy themselves and get it. Think about this. This dude who is friends with segregationists has managed to watch all the blacks. Deval Patrick's still in, but he's a non-player. Might as well be Wayne Messam. How many of you knew of him? But all the blacks are gone. Think about this. The dude who is friendly with, who said positive things about George Wallace and other segregationists, has managed to get every black of note out of the race. The two that followed baby black Jesus that should, that would probably be the closest to Obama, that would be Harris and Booker, are gone. The only ones that had a real shot are gone. Kamala Harris, who called him out, rose up in the ranks, gone by attrition, and Joe's just standing there watching. The New York Post wrote this of Biden in the debate. The bar was a lot higher as the front runner. He made no big mistakes, but also scored no major points. If he was looking to close out Iowa with a crescendo, he failed. And I agree, because Biden believes he can be president on the muscle memory of the Obama era. A gross miscalculation, because what Democrats won't admit, and I keep wanting to put a gun to their head and say, admit it. I just don't want to force them, but Obama era was, they are not proud of the Obama era. You can't lose 1,100 seats in the Obama era and be happy. It's impossible. You can't have no legislative victories that anybody wants to put their hand on. Obamacare is now a thing. Nobody wants to put their thing on this, their fingerprints on Obamacare. Do you think they want to put their fingerprints on his TPP, the trade agreement? You think they want to put their fingerprints on the nuclear nonsense that he did, or the Paris Climate Accord? I'm talking about serious players. I'm not talking about pikers. No serious politician wants to own up to the Obama era. And it's a fact. And you're watching it play itself out. Whether you want to see read the tea leaves or not, I'm helping you. But you watch two Obama types get completely bulldozed by the Democratic Party. Two black folks that mimic Obama, that got nowhere near the play, nowhere near the enthusiasm of the black community. So ask yourself, is the black community still enthralled with Barack Obama if they won't vote for people that look like him and talk like him and sound like him and have the same policies? And yet, Biden thinks that he can live on that. He can run on that.
Barack's my friend.
Well, good luck. The Democrat Party's finally starting to understand. Obama brings
this in. Is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. so be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Good morning, we're Jennifer Franco. A new report reveals more evidence of corruption by Hunter and Joe Biden. According to the Washington Examiner, today investment firm Rosemont Capital received $130 million in federal loans during Joe Biden's tenure as vice president. The money was routed from the U.S. Treasury through an offshore in the Cayman Islands and reportedly went to the company for the purpose of bailing out struggling banks. Rosemont Capital represented Hunter Biden in his Ukraine dealings, allegedly receiving multi-billion dollar payments from the energy company Burisma. That report suggests that the Bidens used bailouts for personal gain while ordinary Americans were going bankrupt.
I watched the clips of the Democrat debate. And what's funny about this, and here's the thing you have to have when you're going to have a debate series, you have to air out all the dirty laundry. Nobody wants to do that right now with the Democrats. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. They do not want to confront Biden on this potential, you know, coercion, if you will, of Ukraine as it relates to his son. They don't want to confront him on how he's earned all his money. Which, for the record, if Biden's making money giving speeches and things like that, that's fine. But it goes beyond that. Joe Biden has said, look, I'm going to capitalize. I'm really going to take advantage of my former position. And he's doing it in ways that, quite frankly, were illegal. And he's doing it to enrich everybody around him. I give him credit for saying, I'm going to help family. But when you're doing what you do for your crackhead son and your corrupt brother, and, you know, it goes beyond. It goes beyond saying, I'm going to help. It would be like me saying, I'm in management consulting. I'm going to teach my kids how to do it. Or I know my son is in it, so I'm going to talk to a CEO that can help him get a deal because I know the guy from my 20-something years in doing management consulting. It's different than that. Joe Biden has gone beyond. Again, welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. He didn't do very well in the debate. The New York Post said he was nondescript. For all intents and purposes, he wasn't even there. So, there you have it. Anyway, there was another observation I made during the debate, and it had to do with comments that sparked a lot of animus from the left by Van Jones. But he told the truth. And here's that clip.
Full of vitriol. Was very dispiriting. And I want to say that tonight for me was dispiriting. The Democrats have to do better than what we saw tonight. There was nothing I saw tonight that would be able to take Donald Trump out, and I want to see a Democrat in the White House as soon as possible. There was nothing tonight that, if you're looking at this thing, you say any of these people are prepared for what Donald Trump is going to do to us.
Van Jones, we are not ready for Donald Trump. They're not ready for Donald Trump, and they're not going to be ready for Donald Trump because Democrats are now battling somebody who will fight back. They're not used to that. I cannot describe for you the idea, the shock in a person's eye when they find out you'll fight back. And I'll give you an example from real life. So I have this Asian buddy, and everybody's out one night. And he's out with four other friends of his, and they're walking up Austin, Texas, up 6th Street, and a bunch of bruising football types, because there's going to be a football game that weekend, a big football game at the University of Texas, and a bunch of big bruiser types start messing with him. And I think, if I remember the story right, they say something about him being Asian because they're kind of, you know, drunk or whatever, but they're big boys. And the guys he's with are big guys too from the University of Texas. And the Asian guy ends up absolutely kicking the butt of five big bruising dudes because he's a trained martial artist, a friend of mine. And I remember one of the guys from his fraternity telling the story of they start picking on this mutual friend. I was closer to the martial artist guy than I was these other guys. They were picking on him, and they thought it was just going to be, you know, it was five of us big guys against this little bitty, you know, gook or whatever. And, man, he lays them out because he was one heck of a martial artist. And I start chuckling because I was like, boy, they completely underestimated this guy. I know him. I know he's a fighter. And they completely underestimated him. And I could only imagine the looks on their faces as they were getting their butts kicked by this relatively little guy. I mean, certainly in comparison to them, he isn't very big. He's like 5'6", 160 pounds. And he's just laying waste to these clowns. And that's what's happening right now to the Democratic Party. They saw Donald Trump as an easy mark, a guy, oh, look at that little dude over there. Look at this, let's just go over and bully him. So they brought the big media. They brought the big Obama administration, the big FBI, the CIA, the NSA, the DNC, Hollywood. They brought out all the big guns, and Donald Trump looked up and started whooping that butt. And next thing you know, they're all laying on the ground going, what the heck just happened? And that's exactly where we are now. And Van Jones, who, by the way, predicted that Donald Trump was going to win in 2016. And you know what he said at the time? He said, we've watched another shift in how people are looking at stuff. We've gone from radio to television to social media to now, reality TV. He goes, Donald Trump knows how to do political reality theater better than anybody. It's a whole other thing. He's better at it than even Barack Obama. And early on, folks, I'm not talking about Trump was the guy. Van Jones said, I just watched a guy who understands how to become president. And he just said it again. He says, but that was as a progressive to see that those two have that level of vitriol was very dispiriting. And I can only believe he's talking about Warren and Sanders. And I didn't watch it. I already told everybody I didn't watch this thing. I would have rather watched Chinese water torture or something. Or go through it. But he says it was dispiriting. He says the Democrats got to do better than what we saw tonight. There was nothing we saw tonight that will be able to take down Donald Trump, and I want to see a Democrat in the White House. Now, here's where I get in the thing with Van Jones. Van Jones' number one priority was criminal justice reform. He wanted blacks to be able to get out of prison and start their lives again, credited Donald Trump for doing it, said Barack Obama put no effort into it, and what does he say? I want a Democrat in the White House. Why? If I were, I'll put it to you this way. I don't like Democrats. You guys know that, right? I think they're butt clowns for the most part. But if Barack Obama were doing the things that Donald Trump does, or put it a different way, if Barack Obama's policies brought the same thing that Trump's are bringing, because we all claim to be going after the same end result. So if Barack Obama's policies shocked the daylights out of me and brought the things that I didn't think were possible with his policies, I would back him 100%. I wouldn't be quibbling over it. I'd say, you know what? Dude was right. I was wrong. End of story. And if he passed criminal justice reform, which I think was sorely needed, I would have said, you know what? He came in and he did what he said he was going to do. If he had gotten our trade agreements in place to where the United States was not shipping that kind of money away, however he did it, I'd say, congratulations. If he brought back jobs and opportunity and lowered unemployment legitimately to the areas, if he didn't spend a fortune doing it, all these things I would be applauding and saying, you know what? I was wrong. He was right. And here's Van Jones. I mean, he may disagree ideologically with what Trump is doing, but if I were to say to Van Jones, is who's a better president for the black community, which is something you, as an ethnocentric racist, seem concerned about, who's the better representative of the black community? He'd have to come back and say it's Donald Trump. He'd be forced to. Anyway, Van Jones got it right then, and he got it right now. Democrats are swimming against a swift current because they offer nothing but vitriol, as Jones pointed out, but the bigger problem they have is Trump's success. They never counted on it. How do you fight against record employment? How do you fight against record stock markets? How do you fight against record consumer satisfaction? All these factors being based on sound policy, like trade agreements with Mexico and Canada, Japan and South Korea, and the pending trade agreement with China. Trump's handling of North Korea and Iran is just short of masterful. Where is the talk of Trump being a puppet of Putin? Where is the talk of the tax cuts? Where is the talk of NATO? Where is the talk of the border wall? Trump is the top line of news in every country for a reason. It is because he is a newsmaker, and not just for the sake of making news, because of his good success.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.